This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. After a 40-year career on stage, screen, and the Billboard charts, Barbra Streisand has been enjoying what she calls semi-retirement. Famously media-shy, the 61-year-old singer, actor, director, and Democratic activist is publicizing a new recording. From her home in Malibu, California, Streisand spoke with NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
The movie album is her 60th recording, a collection of 12 songs from other people's films, movies of the 1930s through 80s. It features a kinder, gentler Barbra Streisand.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking.
Which is not to say Miss Streisand does not make herself heard from time to time.
I know you hear me I'm calling you.
As a movie goer and movie lover, Barbra Streisand has a clear view of what makes for a great film song.
It has to move the movie along. It has to have the essence of the movie, like the way we were was to the movie the way we were. It could evoke emotion by just hearing the theme. You remember almost where you were, who you were with when you saw the movie.
For years, Barbra Streisand has been tucking away notes about songs for a possible movie album. This one comes from the 1947 Bob Hope and Bing Crosby film Road to Rio.
Love is funny, or it's sad. Love is quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad. But beautiful.
But Beautiful is a song that I actually heard on the Billie Holiday album Lady in Satin. I remember buying a copy for $1.98 in a supermarket. And when I found out But Beautiful was from a movie, it gave me the excuse to sing it.
I want to ask you something technical about this song in particular. The challenge of singing it, because of its main word, beautiful, and it ends with an L. And that's really hard to deal with, a consonant at the end when you're holding a note for a long time.
You know, I don't think like that. I never approach singing as singing. Do you know what I mean? You know, I once tried to take a singing lesson many years ago. I remember going to a teacher and I sang Sleeping Bee for her. And she said, well, you have to say B and hold your lips like as if you're saying O.
Sleep on B.
And I said, but the word is B. You know, my mouth goes Y, B. I have to sing like I would speak. And that was the end of my singing lessons.
You knew from the age 14 or so that you wanted to be an actress, really with a capital A, but
yeah.
you sang since childhood. Now, is it true that the chorus director at Erasmus High School in Brooklyn used to make you move your lips but not sing because your voice was so big even when you were little?
A myth. A myth. I never had such a big voice. I actually have a very kind of quiet voice. I don't think of myself as Ethel Merman said, a belter. I don't think I'm a belter.
I don't know how to break this to you, Miss Streisand, but on occasion you belt.
Yes, I guess I do.
Can you read music?
No, I've never learned to read music. I hear it in my head when I'm talking about orchestration and stuff. I kind of hum or sing parts of the orchestra that I hear.
But if you can't read the music, how do you learn a new song?
Well, I listen to it a couple of times. If it's a good song, you can remember it. As a matter of fact, I mean, just, you know, as an aside, but my mother died, when she died, she had Alzheimer's. And I don't think she knew who I was, but she would remember the melodies of her youth. And so we would hum together in her kitchen. And it just shows you the power of music, that somebody who has Alzheimer's can't remember everybody in their life, but can remember the melodies.
What did you sing to your son when you put him to bed at night when he was little?
I used to sing him lullabies, yeah. Mostly humming. I remember Lu, 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 Hushabye, come, you know.
How does that go?
I don't remember exactly, and I know you're trying to get me to sing it.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I am. But also, my mother used to sing that to me. Lu, 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 bye, bye.
No, it's more like lu, 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 hush-a-bye. That da-da-da-dee-dum, da-da-dee. Actually sounds very Jewish, doesn't it?
About this semi-retirement of yours, you know, Barbra Streisand, that most of us feel that if we had pipes like yours, we would never stop using
them. Well, put it this way.
Them.
I'm never going to stop recording as long as I have a voice.
Uh-huh.
I love to make records. That's the one thing I really love to do because it's a private thing. You know, it's me and the music.
And you don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to comb your hair if you don't want to.
That's right.
I go in my sneakers and my elastic waist pants and sing my heart out, you know?
Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world.
I saw an article in which you said that once you record something, you don't listen to it again for me.
You know what happens? It's you go through the process of, you know, editing and mixing, and then you have to master the record. And by the time that process is done, I've had it. It's the same in film. I don't watch the movie either for years and years and years and years.
Ah. Forgive me, but I'm going to give you a chance not to wait 10 years for this one. It's the last cut on this new CD. It's from the 1965 movie Inside Daisy Clover, Natalie Wood, Robert Redford. The song that you do from that film, you're going to hear from me. I've always felt this is not a well enough known song.
Mm-hmm. I hope it'll be more well known now.
Move over, sun, and give me some sky. I've got me some wings I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I flown. You're gonna hear from me.
It was fun to sing that song again because it was like being in Funny Girl, you know, when I was 26 years old. It's someone at the beginning of a career and starting the circle again. It was fun to revisit that as an actress because it's not me now. But now I was playing the part of an unknown, and that was nice to pretend again.
You're gonna hear from me.
Thank you very much, Ms.
Okay.
Streisand. Barbra Streisand's new CD is called simply The Movie Album. She spoke from her home in Malibu.
By the way, Susan, maybe you want to do a different line without the word simply. I think they're going to think the title of the album
Simply the Movie Album? One more time. Take
yeah,
two.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, God, I can go home and say I was directed
I'm
by Barbra Streisand.
Right.
Thank you very much. Barbra Streisand's new CD is called The Movie Album. She spoke from her kitchen in Malibu. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Cause you're gonna hear from me.
A longer version of Susan's interview and more excerpts from Streisand's new CD are at npr.org.